cooler, 50s to low 60s. The afternoon warms back to high into the mid-70s. Upper 70s, a tad more humid feel, sunshine to partly cloudy Friday. Friday night and Saturday mornings, possible showers with a cold front. In the morning, 50s to low 60s. Decreasing clouds the afternoon, the lower 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSL.
Live Cajun and country music and dancing all day. Great Cajun food. The Gumbo and Court Bouillon Contest. Live auctions, festival t-shirts and posters. Exotic bird shows. Free admission, free parking. It's all family fun on the basin at the Atchafalaya Basin Festival. Saturday, November 12th, this side of Lafayette, I-10 Henderson, Cecilia, exit 115 to the Henry Guidry Memorial Park, Henderson, Louisiana. Get more info at Basin. Festival.com. Basin Festival.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Broadcasting LLC.
This is the Big
John Mason Show. Heard on 540 AM KTIB, 1020 AM WHMD, 1540 AM KAGY, 1560 AM WSLA, 88.5 FM KJFM, and 990 AM WGSO. Come talk to Big John about the big ideas of the day in a convivial atmosphere. He's a real conservative, not one of those country club Republicans. He's pro-family, pro-education, pro-business, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. And he loves his mama, too. Now here's your host, the big guy himself, John Mason.
Hey, hey, guys, it's Wednesday, and it's November the 9th, and it's a day out of elections, and I promised you guys some election coverage, but of course, election day has become election week, meaning that Florida, which has 3.5 times the population of Arizona, can count all their votes in 3 hours, but Arizona can't count theirs in one night. So, who has control of the House? We don't know. Looks like it's going to be the Republicans. Who has control of the Senate? We don't know. But before I get into that, and we are going to talk some about the election and a lot about politics, I want to give the phone number. It's 504-556-9696. That's area code 504-556-9696. As always, you can email me at jmason@wgso.com. or bigjohnmason1@gmail.com. And I had gotten away from doing dad jokes, but I think we could use a little humor, so I will talk to Ms. Patty, who is definitely a WGSO star, even if she doesn't have her own show. And Ms. Patty, I want to thank you for teaching me about plethora.
Okay.
It means a lot. I mean, it really kind of gets me in the heart. Okay.
I'm glad.
All right. Want to talk a little bit about numbers and philosophy. And let's start with the numbers. The key numbers are 290, 219, 67, 60, and 51. Let me go through that again, and I'll explain what I mean. There are five critically important numbers, 290, 219, 67, 60, and 51. Now, what do those numbers mean? Let's start with 290. There are 435 seats in the United States House of Representatives. That means if you need two-thirds to override a presidential veto, you need 290. Unless you can convince someone on another party to defect and support your party, there is no difference between 285, 282, 280. You either have the 290 in the House or you don't have the 290 in the House. 218 is 435 divided by 2, rounded up, simple majority, 218. That's the majority in the House, the simple majority. You either have the House or you don't. If you're at 217, that means the other side's at 218. Again, unless someone defaults, it doesn't matter if you're at 217, 215, 210, 205. Those are the two numbers in the house. So, I had hoped for the Republicans to gain 30 seats. That would have put them, depending on certain things, at 213. Or was it 203? Point is, 213 and 30 is 243. It's not 290. It's not close to 290. So as much as I would have liked to have another 30 Republicans in the House, you get 218, or you don't get 218. What I'm trying to say here, I want to quote the words of the immortal Ronald Reagan, don't let great be the enemy of good. All I've heard today is doom and gloom. Oh, there wasn't a Category 5 red hurricane. There wasn't a red wave. There wasn't a tsunami. We suck. We deserve to lose. Guys, we were never going to get 290. Neither were the Democrats. But we still have a path to 218. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Don't let great be the enemy of good. Good is, and I know this is going to shock you, good. Let's look at the Senate. What's the point of 67? It's a two-thirds you need to override a presidential veto. Again, unless you can get the other party to defect, there's not a lot of difference between 66, 65, 62. Now, when was the last time one side had 67 in the Senate? What's the deal with 60? Well, you know what's the deal with 60. 60 is a magic number to override the filibuster. Again, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, unless you can get other members of the other party to defect, there's not a difference between 58 and 56 and 54. And the last number of the magic five I gave you is 51. That's half of the Senate plus one. We've seen how bad 50-50 can be, because 50-50 means the vice president, the one who understands the significant passage of time, who loves the yellow school bus, who almost always orders blue cheese on her word salad, she breaks the ties. So, 50 Republicans in the Senate versus 49, no difference. In one, the Democrats have an outright majority. In one, the vice president casts a tiebreak. Right now, it's 49 Republicans, 48 Democrats, and three are up in the air. Looks like we're going to get Adam Laxalt in Nevada. Could change. Could change. But maybe not. So, right now, Republicans are down. Democrats aren't necessarily jubilant because they realize they could still lose both the House and the Senate. So, my point here is, look, there were a lot of good things and a lot of bad things that happened. I've got a caller on the line. I don't think I have time to be fair in the first segment. So I'm going to segue. I worked 16 hours at the poll yesterday. My polling place, we had 41% turnout in person, not counting the mail-in and absentee. So my precinct, the precinct captain, who has been there for many, many years, said that he thinks this might have been a midterm record for my particular precinct. And that really got me thinking, because right now you're hearing Republicans didn't finish. We didn't get it done. That really got me thinking, and I'm going to talk for a lot of the rest of the show about something you've heard a million times before, but that I have a new perspective on, and it's simply this. All politics are local. Even national politics are local. Let me give you an example. How many of you that voted for John Kennedy considered how this would affect the people in Arizona if Kennedy didn't win? Well, none, because he's Louisiana senator. How many people had voted for Nancy Pelosi said, hey, how will this affect the people in Louisiana? None. Even though Pelosi doesn't live in her district, her people elected her to represent their district. And I want to get into this and look at what happened in Louisiana and look at what happened nationally and share with you the insights that I think I've gained on All Politics is Local. Okay, we're at the end of the first segment. Please stay with us. It is Wednesday, November 9th, and you're listening to the Big John Mason Show. We'll be right back.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us. We'll talk to Joe Kiter, the Big Easy Conservative. We'll get our new parody of the week and discuss the hot topics with Josh Bernstein, Ringside Politics All-Star.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at Jeff at WGSO.com or call 504-669-6076.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier on 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, talking LSU football.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season, only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Big John Mason Show. This is segment number two. And before we go to phone lines, I want to say we've been talking about all politics is local. So I want to look tonight at what happened in Louisiana. because my predictions for Louisiana were very accurate. But I also said I thought we'd gain 30 seats. And I thought we'd pick up easy control of the Senate. That didn't happen. Why? Why didn't it happen? Well, let's take a look at Pennsylvania. I went back and I watched the entire Pennsylvania debate. And I keep thinking to myself, how did the people of Pennsylvania, in good conscience, cast a vote for John Fetterman? And I listened to the national media. I listened to Clay and Buck. I listened to Dan Bongino. I listened to Sean Hannity. I listened to CNN. I listened to a lot of politics. And nationally, everyone, even the Democrats, were talking about a red wave. So I thought to myself, gee, I'm knowledgeable about Louisiana, which is where I am. They must be knowledgeable about where they are. And I keep thinking, again, I don't want to make fun of a stroke victim. I would never do that. But the job of a senator is to communicate. And John Fetterman has problem forming a sentence. How did the people of Pennsylvania do that? And it dawned on me, I don't know the people of Pennsylvania. I don't know what they're teaching their kids in schools. I don't know what they're thinking. Now, I believe human nature is the same, that God made humanity pretty much the same, but, excuse me, I don't know what they were thinking. And I bet you your average Pennsylvanian would look and say, listen to how conservative this guy is. What is he thinking? And one of the things I attribute this to, ladies and gentlemen, is the schools. We let our schools get out of control, and we have people that are divided. You draw your lines, you have your line in the sand, you're in your trench, you're in your foxhole. In Louisiana, it tends to be, outside of New Orleans and Shreveport, a red foxhole. In Pennsylvania, for whatever reason, I guess the Amish are in their carts driving around the blue foxholes. I don't know what the people in Pennsylvania were thinking. So I'm going to spend the rest of this show, talking to you on the phone, and I'm going to look at what happened in Louisiana, what I predicted, what happened, and why I think it happened, because I was pretty spot on in Louisiana. Nationally, not nearly as good. But I know my peeps. All right, let's go to phones and talk to Rusty in Jefferson. Hey, Rusty, what's up?
Yes, John. One small thought and hopefully one bigger thought after that. Even though you're talking about overriding, having a majority in the Senate or the House, if the Republicans would have got the majority, they could control committees, they could control certain things that are now out of their reach.
Well, that's not necessarily so. We Republicans could end up with 218, 220, 222. Republicans can still take the House. And again, if you're in control, you control the committee seats.
Right.
There's still 40 something House seats out there, and the Republicans are at 207 and the Dems are at 188. We've still got a big lead.
Yeah, they wouldn't have necessarily two-thirds for this or that but they would. We would be in a better position. But I'm hoping you can accept some disagreement here.
Absolutely.
Because I don't blame, as you said, a lot of people are saying the Republicans are terrible today in the news and other places. I was telling Clay this. I was waiting for your show to come on, and I tuned in early to hear Clay. And I blame it on the American people. I blame it because the Democratic Party is not just another party, but other ideas. It's bringing our country into a moral dilemma, where it's letting an invasion of our country, it's letting the government say that our children should have sex, gender changes, even though the parents may not want it. In California, they're talking about this and saying they will take away the kids if the parents don't go along. there's a moral dilemma in this country, and that's what I see it in this election. You're asking the question about Fetterman and Dr. Oz. There's a moral dilemma going on, and I'm not blaming the Republicans. I'm blaming the people. I think unless you address this moral dilemma in this country is going to continue to slide down. 150 genders, and we've got to accept every one of them. We have to accept every one of these genders. They can't just live their own lives. They demand this because there's the moral dilemma in this country, and unless that's addressed somewhat, I don't think it's going to get better in this country. And I don't care if it's Trump or any person who thinks they got enough charisma to win the hearts of everybody. Unless that's addressed, I think our country's – I mean, I know you like to be positive, but I think our country's going to continue to slide, go down. So that's my thought about what happened yesterday. It's incredible. You know, it's incredible that the people of this country don't see how bad things have gotten, particularly since Biden got into office in the last 21 months. The spiritual implications and moral implications to me are tremendous. And for the people to go along with this and continue to vote these Democrats in, which basically go along with all these changes, to me, it's mind-boggling. So that, you know, that's about it. You know, I'm not blaming the Republicans. I'm blaming the people of this country. They need to be challenged. They need to be confronted. If they're not, I think our country's in deep, deep trouble. So,
well, Rusty, we're not as far apart as you believe, and I'm going to give you just a couple of my insights into this.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a saying, a story, and a joke.
All right.
And that I hope will illustrate my point. Let me start with the saying, he who is young and is not liberal has no heart. He who is old and is not conservative has no brain. Because as badly as our children have been conditioned, when you're a child and you're growing up and you're on the cusp of adulthood, and all while you're growing up, what do? You challenge authority. You want to shock your parents. You want to show them you're your own person. Mm-hmm. Now, for the most part, you still, of course, love your parents. You are trying to determine who you are as a person, and you're getting ready to assume adulthood. So a lot of kids are very radical in their ideas. They want to change the world. They want to help the world. And they say, oh, it's okay if a little boy thinks he's a little girl. And I love the reaction I get when I tell my parents that and they're horrified. They want to challenge authority. But as radical as that is, Rusty, a lot of them grow out of it. You know, I'm out of time for this segment, but I'm going to keep you on, and we'll talk about it next segment. So please stay with us right here on the Big John Mason Show. We'll be right back.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have any studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Future control of the U.S. Senate is yet to be determined, as three races are still too close to call or headed for a runoff. Brooke Thorington has more from Republican Senator John Kennedy.
Kennedy will return to D.C. for a second term with 62% of the vote. As for his fellow Republicans in the Senate,
these are just really, really close races, and they're always going to be close. But President Biden was clearly a factor.
Kennedy blamed the country's economic woes on the Biden administration, along with concerns over crime rates and immigration. Last night, he remained hopeful for a red wave.
The American people looking at the situation in Washington and saying, you know, the Republican Party is not perfect, but the other side is crazy.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Former Alexandria Mayor Jacques Roy will be the city's mayor again. Roy challenged incumbent Mayor Jeff Hall's bid for another term and won outright last night with 51%. Right on the heels of his decisive re-election last night, District 1 Congressman Steve Scalise has begun his bid to be named the U.S. House Majority Leader in the next Congress. This is news from LRN.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, made in America, made to last.
This is Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain. 95% of consumers live outside the United States. Thanks to Louisiana Department of Agriculture's partnership with the Southern United States Trade Association, or SUSTA, Louisiana ranks number 4 on the list of the top leading export states. SUSTA helps Louisiana agribusinesses showcase their products internationally and to be promoted around the world, because there are no better products than those coming out of Louisiana. SUSTA is helping make Louisiana a leader in agribusiness exporting. Learn more at SUSTA.org.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here.
This is the big...
John Mason Show. Heard on 540 AM KTIB, 1020 AM WHMD, 1540 AM KAGY, 1560 AM WSLA, 88.5 FM KJFM, and 990 AM WGSO. Come talk to Big John about the big ideas of the day in a convivial atmosphere. He's a real conservative, not one of those country club Republicans. He's pro-family, pro-education, pro-business, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. And he loves his mama, too. Now here's your host, the big guy himself, John Mason.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking to Rusty. And Rusty has put forth that it's the American people's fault that, and I am not disagreeing with him, but I made a statement that said, he who is young and is not liberal has no heart. He who is old and is not conservative has no brain. Because there is a great tendency among young people, they want to be their own person. And they want to help, and they just don't understand. Let me give you an example. The reason that we put the age of majority at 18 is because we believe that minors, while they're growing up, until they hit that certain age, they do not have the mental capacity in the eyes of the law to give consent. That's why if you're under the age of 18, we have statutory rape. Because no matter how adult they look, a young boy or young girl at 15, their hormones may tell them, hey, I want this relationship, but they don't have the capacity to consent to make an intelligent decision. That 16-year-old boy thinks that Mustang would be a great buy, and it's only at 29.5% interest. But we don't let them sign on the dotted line and form a contract. You know, 13-year-old girl thinks my lemonade stand will make a mint. I'll borrow $100,000 for the bank from supplies. We don't let them sign that loan without a cosigner. They don't have capacity. But there are a lot of people, mostly in California, that think if a little boy decides at age 6 he wants to be a girl, that it's okay to give him hormones and lop off things that you can't put back. So apparently, the only thing children can consent to do is to become the opposite sex. So my point is, Rusty, children do grow out of it. Then I'm going to tell you this joke, and then I'll let you respond. You can say whatever you want. A young girl goes off to college. She's 18. She comes back to visit mom and dad and have mom do her laundry constantly. And she lectures her parents on how awful they are for being conservative, that they're destroying the earth, that no one pays attention to religion and God anymore, that they don't understand about COVID, that they're just awful people. So the dad says, well, do you have a lot of friends? Do you still talk to your friend Adrian? And the daughter says, well, Adrian's a party girl. She's always drinking and flirting with boys, and she wants me to come to the bar with her. And sometimes I go, but most of the time I'm studying. And dad says, well, what's your GPA? The daughter says, oh, I have a 4.0 GPA. And the dad says, well, what's Adrian's GPA? And she says, Adrian never studies. Even with our very tolerant professors that grade on a curve, she barely has a 2.0. And she's always saying she wishes her grades were higher. And the dad says, well, you have a 4.0 and she has a 2.0. Why don't you give her 1 point credit and y'all would both have a 3.0? And then her grades would be much better. And the daughter is shocked. She says, Dad, you don't understand. I didn't go to the bar. I stayed at home and I studied. I earned those grades. I don't want to give them away to Adrian. And her father says, welcome to the Republican Party. They do grow out of it. The only thing that seems to be holding us down is we can't, once they leave church, we can't get them back. And what have you been talking about? Morality. Where does that morality come from? Your family and your church. So, Rusty, we're really close. But like you said, yeah. I tend to be an optimist. They grow out of it, and some of them do come back.
And I can appreciate you wanting to be an optimist. I'm trying to maintain some optimism myself. But one more thought, and I'm going to let you go on with the show. The problem with our society today is that they're not growing out of it. The older people are trying to stay young forever. It was an old song, I think, written by Bob Dylan many years ago called Forever Young. And these people don't want to grow up. Their morality is staying the same as it was when they were young people. And that's my concern, that somebody's got to say something. It won't be popular. But in this country today, you got older people acting, thinking so improperly, and in a sense that their minds have never been developed. And I'm just hoping that, you know, that some kind of way we can, without being judgmental, we can confront them or challenge them, because then a lot of these, I love your example of having no heart when you're young and having a brain as you get older and more conservative. But what I'm seeing is that 2/3 of the older people today, a good many, maybe a half anyway, are not developing their minds. They're not developing their conscience. They're not developing anything. They're still trying to be completely self-absorbed, as though they're young people who have not learned how to live in a with the conscience and the morality and with the faith. And that's what I'm concerned with. And I don't know if anyone could be smart enough politically to undo this. I really don't think that it has to be dealt with, not only socially and politically, but I think spiritually as well. So,
absolutely. And as a matter of fact, and thank you for the call, Rusty.
Thank you, John.
Think about what you said. We're divided. We're not coming together. We're not developing morality. Who does that benefit? Politicians. If you're divided, there's always a straw man argument. There's always an enemy. And look, the internet's not helping. I go to a lot of conservative sites, and you only read about people who agree with you. I go to the liberal sites, and I only read about people who disagree with me. There is no cross-pollination anymore. You know, we say that diversity helped make America strong. But when you go to sites that are for conservatives, there's no diversity. When you go to sites that are for liberals, there's no diversity. There is no cut and thrust. Your viewpoints are not challenged. And that, I hate to say it, is up to us. But I got this, I believe I saved it. I think I got this from one of the liberal bulletin boards that said, let me read you this list of assertions. These have all been stated by the Biden administration. A couple were from the media. But this is what Democrats assert as absolutely true. The border is secure. COVID vaccines prevent infection. There is no CRT in high schools. The lab leak theory and Hunter Biden's corruption are disinformation. There's no medical debate about fast track. There's no medical debate about affirmation only. There's no debate about sex changes for minors. Inflation is caused by corporate greed. Women always tell the truth about sexual assaults. Men always lie about sexual assaults. A president can forgive student loan by fiat. Debt doesn't matter. A woman can have a penis. People who attack minorities are all white supremacists. And the idea of individual merit is racist. How many of you guys out there believe a single one of those things is true? And that's part of my point. I'm looking at them and I reject them all. If I were to post those over to a conservative site, most people would reject them all. Are they all true? Well, obviously, I think most of them are incorrect, but it's possible, that, for example, I don't believe it's true, but it's possible that Biden is right. He can forgive $10,000 in student debt because I've read legal arguments that says he can. I don't agree with them, but there's at least color of truth. Also, I want to introduce another concept, and I know I'm coming at you fast and furious. When you were locked down for 2 years, a lot of those people felt that they were nobly suffering. The concept of noble suffering. I'm suffering to help contribute to America's safety. And they believe that. All right, we'll be right back. I can't believe the show is almost over, three quarters over. Please stay with us, and we'll wrap it up on this Monday night edition of the Big John Mason Show. Wednesday night.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
New Orleans' top-rated limousine service, Big Easy Limos, 504-466-4477. Party buses, corporate travel, airport transfers, executive SUVs, minibuses for weddings, funerals, touring, or any professional occasion. Call the owner, Stephen Wetzel, Big Easy Limos. 504-466-4477.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Big John Mason Show. And again, we're talking about all politics is local. The things I saw, I worked 16 hours at the poll, and we had a really, really good turnout. And I had predicted a high turnout. And I realized that it happened in Louisiana. Like I predicted, but I also predicted the same thing from Pennsylvania. And I really don't know what it's like to live in Pennsylvania. And this really brought home to me all politics is local. Let's take a look at the Senate race. John Kennedy was supposed to get 53% and avoid a runoff. And I told you that was going to happen. But he got a lot more than 63%. I mean, 53%. He got over 60%. The turnout happened, and the red margin of victory was higher than expected. Even in District 2, Troy Carter, it's a majority-minority district, or minority-majority district, Troy Carter was expected to win, and he won with 77% of it. And people say, oh, yeah, it was a blowout. It was. But go back to 2020 when Claston Bernard ran. There were three Republicans in that race, which was two Republicans too many. If you're going to win a second district, there better only be one Republican. If you look, we had three Republican candidates, and put together, they did not get 15% the vote. The leading Republican in 2020 didn't get 10% the vote. Last night, Daniel Lux, the Republican, got 23% of the vote. What does that mean? When you go from 15, not quite 15% in 2020 to 23%, 7% more Republicans voted. If you look at the margin of victory for Republicans, Louisiana turned out. My national predictions weren't super accurate because I made the assumption that the nation would behave like Louisiana. If you look at my Louisiana predictions, I was pretty spot on. But you can't generalize the local to the national necessarily. You know, that's really, really interesting. Now, I do want to point out one thing that happened that came under the radar, and that is Caleb Kleinpeter. Now, you're saying, who is Caleb Kleinpeter? Actually, yeah, I need to take a phone call, so let's do that. Who do we got? I have Nick and Mattery. Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, I've been catching what you were saying while I was driving, coming back from church, in fact.
Okay.
No, we pray once a week. We've been praying the last 6 months, the last little prayer about our country. But anyway, talking about the two sides getting together, yeah, I'm on the conservative side. No, I'm not going on the other side. Transsexuals holding little children on their lap for story time. No, you're not going to compromise with that. You know, just tell them, look, I'm voting against little boys having their penises cut off and little girls having their breast buds cut off between the ages of 8 and 15. That's what I'm voting against. And see the look that they give you at that time. But we have gone so far that we are now allowing our children to be molested, which 10 years ago they wouldn't have done. I've seen this crap since right after Vietnam. I was U.S. Army. Didn't go over there, but I seen it happen with the morality, and he's right. The people don't want to grow up. I know the guys in the lodges and the clubs here. They still dress up like Mardi Gras, and they got gray hair, but they're still trying to act like teenagers, kissing the girls along the way. So no morality. No morality. Married three times, and then cheating on the wife.
That yeah, it's a huge problem. Because as a society, we've gotten rid of shame, Nick. You don't have to be ashamed of anything you do, no matter how outrageous.
Yeah, well, here, do you want to know how far we've gotten away? Where's the fight about putting the Ten Commandments back in all the schools? And yes, I want the Our Father in the beginning of the school. That happened in my public school when I was 7 years old.
Yes, but as far as liberals are concerned, you didn't.
The other side would be, you would have to tape their heads down because they would explode.
Yes,
but
I would.
That's how far we've gotten. That should be the middle ground. That should be the middle ground right there. The old argument was if you have the Ten Commandments in somebody's heart, you don't need 10 policemen on the block.
And that's an excellent point.
That was a common point. That was a common point around Bayou St. John and Esplanade and all that. That was the old neighborhood I grew up in. So, like I said, that's how far we've gotten. As for Vietnam vets coming back and the other, I'm sure they still go on. They do it to the truck drivers. The women cheat on them. They leave them. I got my engagement ring thrown back in my face when I came back. So I don't want to marry you anymore. She married a dope head who's trying to start a marijuana farm on the North Shore. The point is that where's the honor? We don't have no closure. I've been holding this since, 73? The point is that why don't we bring back dueling? 8 to 12-inch knives or a single-shot 38 hollow point at 10 points. We used to have it right there at City Park. There's the dueling oak.
That's called that. That's right. That's why it's called it.
The policeman would be there if anybody broke the rules. You know, there was also the best twist that you'd have a second. If the first guy didn't show up, the second had to take his place. And then, hey, imagine how many lawyers would be challenged to go out there. And then to have the newspapers, which are against us, but to print them out, he did not show up for his duel over his wife's honor. You know, things like that. But anyway, no, it's still a thought, you know. He said, how about just sending them both out there with metal-studded gloves and letting them go at it with each other?
Like the old Roman gladiators.
Yeah, well, this guy who has his wife or his sweetheart taken away or his child molested, you'd see the fury come out. But then he would have closure, even if he lost the fight. He would have closure afterwards, which we don't have now. That's why executions and letting the family member, if they wanted to, not only see it, but I'd let them pull the lever.
Well,
the brother, the husband, the father of a girl who was brutally killed, I mean, even with a torch, cutting off her feet and her hands, these things have happened with a blowtorch.
Oh, there is a story. Police.
Wait, that's not going to the story. I'm just trying to say, you allow him to take part in the execution. This is Old Testament, but it gives that family closure.
Yeah, they feel like they've had some measure of justice.
Justice of society. Otherwise, you're going to have revenge. Now, last word I'm going to say, and I'm going to let you go. This lawlessness that's going on, it's not going to continue too much longer because you got what's called vigilantes. That comes from the word vigils. Vigils were the civilian in Roman outfits, the helmet and the breastplate and the sword. But you walk around with a lamp at nighttime looking for anybody trying to break into one of the houses in ancient Rome or Pompeii or any other parts of the empire all the way to Judea up to Britain, North Africa. Or they look for a fire because they didn't have light bulbs. There was a danger of having fire all the time. So that's what vigils were for. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. So like I said, if the government's not going to take care of you, you're going to have to take care of yourself. We did it during the cowboy and Indian days.
Yeah, there was. All the way to the you know the old saying, when the seconds matter, the police are only minutes away. All right, I got 30 seconds left in the show.
Yeah,
thank you for the call,
sorry.
Nick.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I know someone that used to joke that the government will legalize drugs to make money. If they realized what kind of money they could make for public executions on pay-per-view, then the government would be all for the death penalty. And that may seem radical, but you know it might dang well be true. All right, that's it. We are out of time. Remember Thursday, tomorrow night, football game. I'll see you guys on Friday.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mom.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.